It's the money that does it.
Huh?
Go ahead and call the Senate Finance Committee to order. It's 9/18, 2007, May 8th. With me today is my co-chair, Senator Hoffman, Senator Huggins, Senator Dyson, Senator Thomas, Senator Elton. Today, we're going to have House Bill 87, Citizens Advisory Commission on Federal Areas, followed by SB 144, Tourism Marketing Matching Funds. And then we've moved House Bill 162, Mortgage Lending, to this afternoon's meeting. With that, we're going to, first bill we're going to take up this morning is House Bill 87, Citizens Advisory Commission on Federal Areas. And we'll, the intent is to move this bill this morning unless there's some issues that surface with the bill. And with that, we have Representative Mike Kelly, the sponsor of the bill. And if Representative Kelly could go ahead and walk us through the bill, I would appreciate it after he identifies himself and who he represents.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for the opportunity to present CACFA bill to the Finance Committee. And we'll be very brief. I know you've got big, you've got elephants in the room, and this is probably a squirrel, but I'm going to give you just as quick a rundown as I can. In 1981, then Senator Betty Fahrenkamp worked to establish the Citizens Advisory Committee on Federal Areas. It worked very well, had a history of success, and was well supported. When oil was about $9 a barrel in the late 90s, even though the sunset had been extended to 2003, the governor at that time decided to end the commission. This would reinstate the commission, and there have been some improvements to it as well. We've cut the size of it from 16 to 12 to try to cut the fiscal note down, and we've cut the staff from 3 to 2, and that also is to cut down the cost of it. The other thing is, in response to Representative Nelson, who was concerned about the representation being from all areas of the state, we worked with her to get the areas specified so that there would be folks sitting on this commission from all areas. This commission, we've got about 230 million acres of federal land in the state out of the total of 365, and the basic task of this commission is to provide a place to go for the people that are using federal lands, no matter who they be, and get someone who has the knowledge of the rules and regulations on federal lands, knows and is familiar with the operation, personally knows the land managers, and is able in many cases to tell folks, you know, you've got a point here or you don't have a point, forget it, type of thing. So this worked very well. Betty Fahrenkamp was proud of it. In fact, initially she housed it in her office. Some, I doubt many go back that far, but there are a couple that may. So I think I'll stop there, Mr. Chairman. It's about a commission that can actually help us with access issues, no matter who the party is.
Thank you, Representative Kelly. We have any initial questions before we go to Dick Milas of Department of Natural Resources? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What was the reason that it was given by the executive branch for go ahead and decommissioning this commission?
I think the main thing, through the chair to Senator Olson, I think the main reason was the price of oil, that in fact they were looking for areas to cut. That's the only, I wasn't, you know, here, but that's what I understand.
So, Mr. Chairman, there wasn't a problem with the way the commission was operating or getting into areas that they shouldn't have any business in?
No, they don't have adjudicatory or they don't parse out anything. They're strictly an advisory commission.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Right, thank you. Okay, with that, Mr. Dick Milas of the Department of Natural Resources. Mr. Milas, if you could please identify yourself, who you represent, and speak to the bill, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, Senator Stedman and members of the committee, my name for the record is Dick Milas. I'm the director of the Department of Natural Resources Division of Mining, Land, and Water. The department supports House Bill 87. We've worked with the sponsor on the bill. the commission is to be an advocate for individual Alaskans on when they have issues with the federal government, federal land managers. The department already has staff on board who review federal plans, federal regulations and stuff, but they're kind of looking at statewide interests, state ownership interests, those kind of things. And we don't have the staff to deal with individual Alaskans who have problems and issues. So the staff or the Citizens Advisory Committee kind of fills that role and would be kind of a supplement to our existing staff. We frequently have to remind the federal land managers of what the promises were that were made in the Statehood Act, promises made in the Native Claims Settlement Act, promises made in the Alaska Lands Act, particularly on things like access issues and how Alaskans can use those federal lands. It does have a significant fiscal note because to do the work of the commission, we need to have some staff who can follow up on the actual issues. There's a two-person staff who would be housed in DNR in Fairbanks. And I think that's, I know since it's late in the session, I won't elaborate anymore unless people have questions.
Senator Elton.
Thank you. A question for Director Milius. Yesterday we had on the floor of the Senate a resolution that spoke to an issue of subsistence on the Kenai and the qualification of some small communities for subsistence access. Would that kind of an action by the federal government fall under the purview of the commission?
Senator L, through the chair, in theory, I guess it could, but in the past, the commission focused more on land use issues because the issues of fish and game allocation, we've tried to keep those separate. Those tend to be things more that the Department of Fish and Game pursues and such. So, you know, like I say, the commission is actually a group that's advisory, and they could pursue an issue like that if they so thought it was appropriate, I guess. But like say in the past, the commission focused more on land use issues.
Thank you, Senator Elton. We have any other questions for Mr. Milius? Mr. Milius, is the department in favor of this bill?
Senator, yes, the department does support the bill.
And do you want to walk through the fiscal note? Do you have that in front of you?
Senator, yes, I do, and I can do that as I find it here. Most of the fiscal note is simply for staff for the commission. We're looking at a staff of two that would be a director at a range 20. And like I said, the position's in Fairbanks, so that's the pay is based on assuming the cost or the pay differential for Fairbanks, and then an assistant who would be a range 16, also based in Fairbanks. So it's staff of two, and then the support issues, travel is a fairly high cost there because it includes travel for the commission members. If we envision, I think we assumed in our fiscal note that it'd be the commission would meet three or four times a year. Commission members would be from around the state, so they would actually have to or would travel to the meetings. We assumed, I think, that the commission would meet in Fairbanks, Juneau, and Anchorage once each year in those three places. And then contractual work and stuff, a lot of that's just to pay for office space and the other telephone, all those kind of things. The one thing, in terms of comparing this to what the commission was in the past, I know folks there asked about why the commission went away. When the commission was originally formed, I believe they had a staff of three or four people. It eventually got whittled down to two people. For the last couple of years, it was down to a staff of one, which was the executive director. And at that point, it was actually difficult for the commission to function. That Representative Kelly is entirely correct that it was eliminated due to budget cuts. And it was actually kind of a phased out thing in that the commission was reduced from its larger staff down to two people, and then it was down to one person, and when it got to the level of one person, which was just the executive director, it was kind of difficult to function at that point. So we felt that a staff of two was the minimum that was needed for the commission to really exist.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Seeing no one on the off net or the other than a Department of Fish and Game for answers, but no call-ins. Anybody want to come forward from the audience to speak on the bill? Seeing none. No closing comments. Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This would probably be for Representative Kelly. Page one, the membership of the commission shall represent each region of the state to give the commission a reasonable geographic balance among regions of the state. Is that already established in previous, that's the way it was, so the 12 people, and you said there was some discussion with other folks to you know, maybe make that reasonable. Is the state just kind of cut up in 12 chunks already? Is that what we have?
Through the chair, Senator Thomas, this is where we worked with Representative Nelson, because before all it did was mention that they had to have one person from each judicial district, and that was, we could see why that was a problem. And for example, she was concerned that the Bethel area get a representative. So we worked with her office and with Tam Cook in legal, and got the areas, these areas specified to her satisfaction, so that is a change.
Okay. Can you elaborate?
Go ahead. No. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you elaborate on that comment with Bethel and the judicial districts, or?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, the concern was that if you just broke it down into judicial districts, that in fact you could end up placing members on this commission that would just be from major population areas, and I agree with that comment. And so what we did is we worked to expand that to the, I think it's five regions that Tam Cook came up with, that we found many areas in statute where this regional description is used, and that took care of that problem.
So we would then have better representation out of the more remote areas of the state than under the judicial district?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Senator Huggins.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, for Representative Kelly. The area of veterans' land claims has always been a rather murky area. I'm just wondering whether that particular issue would be dealt by this commission or not, whether they would have some purview.
Mr. Through the chair to Senator Huggins, I believe that's similar to what Senator Elton asked, and that could be, I can imagine a situation where if someone is trying to get, for example, we just took some action on veterans' land claims, and if they were having difficulty with a federal manager relative to that issue, I see no reason why that could not be right on target for that.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Huggins. Any other questions? Senator Hoffman, may we have a motion, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for House Bill number 87, finance amended, with accompanying fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
We have a motion on the table to pass the bill out with the attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations. Do I hear objection?
Just for a comment, Mr. Chair, and to the sponsor of the sponsor stand, it would be helpful for me. I'm familiar with, to some extent, with the old commission, but it would be helpful for me if maybe you or staff could get in touch with me or my staff, just to flesh out kind of the scope of duties. I mean, I have, and I'm just saying this so that you can address my concerns before the bill gets to the floor. I have some concern. I mean, I look at the departments now as advocates for Alaskans in many different areas, and I see this as something that is kind of lodged in the Department of Natural Resources, but that may have more expansive duties that bothers me to some extent, that we're adding additional state employees to do something that I expect departments to do on behalf of Alaskans anyway. So just a comment to let you know that some reassurances on where we're going and how we're accomplishing it would be helpful to me before I have to make a final vote.
Through the chair, Senator Elton, be happy to do that. And we can give you some specific examples that are where the commission has been effective in solving problems. And I think you were on point with the allocation issue. They haven't gone there in the past, and we're on the record. I think it's worth responding a little further to your question. That is not the intent of this at all. And so I should introduce my staff, Sue Stancliffe, and Sue would be happy to get with you on that. And likewise, if you have any questions, you can ask us.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I withdraw my objection.
Any further objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We will now bring up SB 144, Tourism Contract Matching Funds. Heard this bill yesterday. We have a new zero fiscal note. Cost of the task force will be absorbed by the Office of Economic Development, and industry representatives will be pick up their own costs associated with participating in a task force. Any further questions? Senator Elton.
It seems to be my day for making a statement, Mr. Chair, and so I'll be brief. I'm going to vote to pass this out of committee, but I just want everybody to know, especially maybe the sponsor, that I'm going to consider a certain action by the cruise line industry an indication of failure. They have participated in tourism marketing over a period of time. I think last year it was in the neighborhood of $2 million, if I'm not correct. The implication in this bill is that they're not going to participate in the future. And the implication is that they're not going to do it because of a tax on the cruise line industry. It's not a tax on the cruise line industry. It is a tax on the passengers. The cruise line industry doesn't need to pay it. I am very, very concerned that what is happening is that they're going to withdraw their money from a generic tourism marketing program that kind of bootstraps the small Alaska-owned component of the tourism industry, and they're withdrawing their support, or if they do withdraw their support, I'm going to be very upset about it. There is a market test that needs to be applied. I believe that it's entirely appropriate for the state to participate in marketing. I mean, it would be odd for me to say otherwise because I'm the former executive director of the Seafood Marketing Program. But the one difference that I see between the Seafood Marketing Program and the Tourism Marketing Program is there is a real market test. The processors who do, like the cruise line industry, the processors who spend a lot of money marketing their own product, like the cruise ships do, also participate in a generic marketing campaign that lifts the small component of the industry, whether they run a smokehouse in Gustavus or whether they are independently marketing Wintercott Kings. And they can withdraw their support at any time. If that component of the large component of the fishing industry votes with 50% plus one, they can withdraw. They don't need to participate. That's a real market test. And I'm disturbed when I hear people suggest that the cruise line industry is going to withdraw $2 million from a generic marketing program that I think needs to occur because we need to attract more independent visitors to the state of Alaska. And when they suggest they're not going to put their money into it, I think that it suggests there's a failure in the market test. So I think this is a fix-it bill that goes for 1 year. I'm willing to put up with that. But I am going to be extremely critical of future of any future action that gives more money to a generic tourism marketing program if all components of the industry don't participate. And I appreciate the latitude you've given me, Mr. Chair, to get this off my chest. And I hope that the message goes back to the cruise line industry that I view their participation in this as extremely important. And if they're not willing to participate in it, I'm not sure how willing the state ought to be to participate in it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Elton. Any other comments? And we have a motion, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Finance Committee pass out CS for Senate Bill 144, State Affairs, with accompanying zero fiscal note and individual recommendations.
We have on the table a motion to move CS for Senate Bill 144, State Affairs, Version E, attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
I object.
Senator?
Yeah, for
Huggins.
Yeah, just for an opportunity to speak to it. I would just like to thank the proposer of this on behalf of my constituents who do not have the luxury of large vessels bringing mounds of people to them, and they need the benefit of this sort of approach. And I just say to you on behalf of them and these little mom and pop operations that we do in fact need this, and I am very supportive.
Do you remove your objection, Senator?
I remove my objections.
Any further objection? Seeing no further objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you. This afternoon at 1:30, we start again. We'll stand
in recess
until then. But this afternoon, we have House Bill 162, Mortgage Lending, House Bill 110, RCA Extension, House Bill 209, Regulatory Commission of Alaska, HCR 8, RCA Task Force. See everybody back. Yep. 1:30 p.m. We'll stand in recess till then.